Lesson number 2, Judgment and the Judge. We shall all one day appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Obviously, this verse looks at the future judgment seat of Christ. If we all must appear before it, we have not yet done so. It's also inevitable that everyone might receive the things done in the body. And we read about this judgment seat being moved to some location in heaven in Daniel 7, 9-13. The judgment was not set, the thrones were not there. Daniel saw they were placed. Then he saw the Ancient of Days come. Then he watched as Jesus Christ moved into that judgment scene. The Bible certainly talks about a movable throne when it talks about the judgment that started in 1844. Part number 1. Everyone is subject to judgment. At creation, God gave to man certain responsibilities. He had to dress, he had to preserve the Garden of Eden. And when responsibilities are given, those responsibilities bring accountability. And very sadly, Adam and Eve rejected God's warning, broke his word, rebelled against him. And then we see the results of this fall: nakedness, guilt, fear, lying, accusing one another, accusing God, full of sorrow in conception, in the most thrilling responsibility that God has given to a human pair, to make a new life. Even this, the capstone and consummation, should be surrounded with sorrow. The very earth that was so beautiful would be cursed. Labor would be accompanied by sweat. And the verse that is the most tragic of all, God drove out the man and the woman. That is the great divorce. And the rest of the Bible, as I've said so many times, is God's re-wooing of his alienated bride, until in Revelation 21 and 22, we come to the marriage of the Lamb. Part number 2, God and the judgment. God presides, and he has handed all judgment to the Son, who is one with us, who sympathizes, who has gone through everything that we shall go through. So the Ancient of Days sits, and one like the Son of Man comes before him. And on the decision of the Son of Man, the verdict of the judgment shall hinge. For God will bring every work into judgment. Mankind will be judged by the things that they have done. I love to think of this judgment. The judge is my father. He has entrusted the judgment to my elder brother. The elder brother is my advocate. He is also the faithful witness. He is the one who made the rules. He is the one who has paid my debt. And I'm a member of his family. He is my brother. So moving to such a judgment with such a stacked legal system, what have I got to fear? My only problem is that I am a member of that judge's family. Part number 3, the judgment on the earth. If a soul sins, he shall bring his trespass offering. He shall bring the trespass offering to the Lord, and the priest will make an atonement for him. This he needed to do every day. He needed to judge himself. He needed to see where he had gone wrong. He had needed to consider the divine method of approaching, gaining forgiveness, meeting the problems of sin. And so every day in the tabernacle system, he came with his offering. If he could not come, or if he could not afford it, there was a daily morning and offering provided for him. And if he lived at a great distance, he could turn his mind to the temple, Jerusalem, or the sanctuary if he lived earlier, and by faith accept the substitutionary offering that represented the offering of Christ. Then on a day, in the 16th chapter of Leviticus, the Day of Atonement, a remembrance of sin was made every year. Hebrews 10:3. And this remembrance of sin was to remind him that God checked the records of what he had done for the purpose of preventing any from perishing and bringing all to eternal life. He wished to blot out with blood, as in a thick cloud, the record of every sin. And this is the purpose of the Day of Atonement. Part number 5. What bearing has all this Old Testament teaching to the New Testament and the judgment? Just as on the Day of Atonement, the Lord appointed a day in which he would judge Israel, as a result of which some would be cleansed and some would be cut off. So, God has appointed an antitypical day of judgment, an antitypical day, the real Yoma, the real Hayom, in which he will judge the world. Now, this is no past judgment, no judgment by the gospel, no judgment of the cross. This is the last judgment. This is future. And as Paul emphasizes this, he looked forward to the future. God hath appointed, he spoke of a judgment to come. He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. So just as ancient Israel looked forward to a specified time, the New Testament church, guided by the inspired prophet Daniel, looked forward to 1844, though of course that was not fully understood until the seals were broken from the book of Daniel. They looked forward to a day that God had appointed in which he would judge both the living and the dead. Part number 6. How are we to prepare for the judgment day? If any man sin, we have an advocate. And the word if is not an iffy question. We would better strengthen it. Since we have sinned, let's make sure that the advocate that has been provided with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, is our advocate. And his ministry is twofold. 1 John 1:9, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we come to him. This was the function of the daily service in the tabernacle on earth. And then he is able also to cleanse of all unrighteousness. And this refers to the work of cleansing the sanctuary. And when this work is finished, the state of the believer will not be shame at his coming. Not be shame at his coming. This takes our mind back to Genesis 3, when the Lord God came in the cool of the day, at the end of the day's work, to check on Adam and Eve. They were ashamed because they were not right with him. And this is a typical finger that points to the coming of Christ in the judgment, at which time his provisions will drive shame from the sinner's heart, because he is now one with the Father, clothed with Christ's righteousness, cleansed by his blood, vindicated by his atoning ministry, validated in the presence of God by his mediation, ready to join him on the throne in glory.